Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, everybody. Listen, everybody, prick up your ears. This is important. This is an important broadcast. Hi, I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one, the only. Believe me, there isn't another one. Comedy Organic OK. And you are listening to Comedian Organic OK. It's 11 o'clock here on the dot. Oh, it's 11:01 right now. Okay, let us know what you're thinking. What's going on in your head? Contribute to this conversation. Come on. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay, now come on. What are we rapping about tonight?
Man, well, we got to get back to the organic part. Now, this is the thing here. I was talking to someone, and then they brought up...
What?
They brought up Pimp a Butterfly.
They did?
They brought up Pimp a Butterfly, and I'm like, hold on a minute. They said, you know about Pimp a Butterfly? I said, hold on a minute. I said, I am the one who created Pimp a Butterfly. They said, well, did you collaborate? They said, did you collaborate with this artist to make this? I said, hold on a second, sir. The concept you're talking about, I did not collaborate with anyone. I made it. I made the concept. So whatever the creative thing this one inspired by to utilize, they did that, right? But I created the concept with nobody.
Right? You did. This was all you. This was your rap, your creation. Nobody else even helped you spin it out. This is something that you freestyled all on your own.
Come on now. You know what's going on, man. You know the opposite. Just go for a moment.
On a personal level, I remember hearing you talk all about that. I remember hearing when that first came from you. I wondered if you came with it off the cuff or maybe it was something you came up with earlier. But I remember hearing you say it.
I was obsessed with organic pimping. I was obsessed. I was like, man, let's put the caterpillar, let's pimp pimping all over the pimping organic plant. That's another conversation. But the point I'm making to those out there, I had a discussion with a guy tonight, right? And this is the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm in Pacific Standard Time, everyone. So for those that are in different time zones and in different parts of the world, This is what the thing was.
Okay.
The thing was, how can you take the PIM concept? Like you try to, you know, somebody try to generalize the concept you're using and then try to slide from under you in a way that it's like if somebody was sneaking your dessert away from you, what they want you to do? Hey, can you go get somebody at the car? Can you go down the street and see if you see, like, it's always to be some distraction, right? Someone is stealing something from you that you really wanted. What would they do? Distract you, right?
Okay.
So the idea, so what he was doing was he was trying to throw me to the wolves in the slick intellect castration way. They call it, there is a perpetrator, right? Does anyone come to go, oh, yeah, I used to be this kind of individual that used this name you're saying, so I know what this means. I said, no, you don't know what this means because this is original intellect property that I created from my own intellect ability and things that I created over 30 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, because that and what this wasn't even a conversation 30 years ago. When I was thinking about pimping, really thinking about pimping organically, I that's another conversation. I can't get it all out of here. But listen to me, y'all. When I was using the name Preach, people weren't even talking about Preach 30 years ago, like what I'm saying. It didn't even connect to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would tell me because this kind of profit and energy that I'm saying, people would, I wouldn't hear in this conversation. Guess what?
What?
It wasn't social media like this 30 years ago, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, not everything was on the internet. Not everybody could put their whole self, their wholeness where the whole world could see it.
Right.
The internet, but, you know, not like now. Damn, people live there now.
Think about now, what if this would happen? I'm going to tell someone this concept, right? This is funny because I had a point of view manager, right? And this was a concept that it was not paying for the actual service, right? So what would happen? Back in, this is about 2000, if not mistaken, about 2008. Between 2007, 2009, around that time, I went viral, right? People said, what did you do to go viral? When I found about it because my management was handling my, you know, the account, you know, they had everybody back in the day, people had everybody was going on there hooking up. You know what that actual website called, right? People was hooking up and people was using that actual site, and people used that before this actual, you know, these services. I'm talking about, you know, 10 years ago plus, right?
Right.
You know what services people were using back then, right? The networking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went viral on that, right?
Right.
So different people that was mainstream, you know, some of them was megastars, right? Icons.
Yeah.
So pushed the name, and then my manager, they didn't actually go about utilizing the platform so can close some deals. There's so much, how much can they get? So it undermined the life of the organic platform, became cannibalism, right?
Right.
So within that, the name Preach, you start seeing it go, like people start using that name more and more and more. Like, oh, this Preaching, like, they start relating it to other things, but it was that name that I was pushing out there in ingredients that people start getting, oh, man, this name, it can work, right? But
mm-hmm.
I've had this name for 30 years plus.
Dang. I should want to take that in, 30 years plus. I want to think that basically how long we've been doing this. I'm going to say that again, 30 years plus. Damn, you always have to feel your age, don't you? You do.
Yeah, and
you feel your own mortality.
I didn't hear no one talking about the name. I heard a couple people had the name, but I didn't hear that conversation around that name. Then I started hearing people, you know, because in my arena, what I covered, it's over 8 billion people worldwide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that, if the census says this many people, how many people died between now and 30 years back? A lot of people, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I can actually kind of feel it. Dang. Just the time that passes.
But think about how many people died. You know that's not here no more. So somebody that's here that wasn't here 25 years ago, 30 years ago, they don't understand where you're going with the energy because they're like, well, I never heard of you. You know, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the most successful people, they're not even heard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you think they would be making things, right? So,
mm-hmm.
This is the thing. The person is saying, well, you created the show. This person stole it from you. I'm not saying that I don't know who licensed my name or what I created. They licensed it, so they got it on paper. But when I initially created the name Organic Pimping, I had put that in the locker, right? I had put it in the locker because I didn't actually want to use organic pimping for that particular project I was working on, but I put it in the archive because that's the name that's another name that I created, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, I'm putting this name organic pimping in the archives, and once the project I want to put the name organic pimping on, organic pimping on and pimp a butterfly on, because we were going down the list. Remember that? We were going down the list. All these names. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember. God, I remember. I think we still have those somewhere. Oh, shouldn't have said that.
I mean, why not? I mean, that's the key. We talking about it. So, you know, so creating is like, remember when we created the name, Does Hell Have a Ghetto?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's still in the archive.
Yeah, that Does Hell Have a Ghetto. And remember, we created the other project called this. It was called Dirty Miss Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And around that time, when we came up with Dirty Miss Santa Claus, it had the concept. That's where really, around that same time, that's where Pimp a Butterfly, that's when that actually was thrown up. That's what Pimp a Butterfly thrown up. Man, we get a chance, write that name down. So we Pimp a Butterfly, but Pimp a Butterfly came from a throwed up the butterfly. That should be throwed up the butterfly. That's what we should call it. Put that in our time for us. Throwed up the butterfly. And really, that's the interior. Just throwed a butterfly, and that throwed a butterfly came into another, another thing, right? So one of the things, too, is when we came up with the cherry pumpkin bottle, right?
Oh, yeah.
People were just like, do names. Where do you get the names from? Like, that's the thing. People want to know your intellectual property. It's pleasurizing because once they understand how to create something, it's not giving you credit for nothing no more. Think about history, how people would create ideas. And once people study people enough and get that kind of wavelength, it's like a wavelength is more like a conversation when you really got it right. You start figuring out things like 1 + 1 = what?
2.
Right. So it's a simple formula, right?
Yeah.
Once people tune into it. But it's people that in business, they just hang around you and pick your mind from the sideline, ask you, hey, how's it going? And you see how they study you. When they ask you questions, they're stealing intellect property with a little slick way, right? They sit around you and that's why a lot of people that are really successful, they don't like too many people around them like that because they steal. It's like if you see somebody stand up long enough, you start getting ideas. Your mind starts fantasizing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start fantasizing. Imagine if you're able to live your fantasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then fantasy becomes reality, right?
Yes.
So it's depending on what it is. But imagine if you was fantasizing grooming or they call it, leaning against a woman and doing something. Guess what you call it? A sexual harassment.
Yeah.
You may go to jail because you business is like that. You see people that really, really, they're good at it. They just come and steal ideas right from under you. And they make you seem like you steal it from them. And really, it's your idea.
Yeah, I mean, people are always asking the creative source, where do your ideas come from?
Yeah, like, isn't that kind of, I mean, think about that. Look about this. I'm telling the same person I was talking to. I said, when people, a lot of these authors that would write and note information from the person that they're doing, a story about, what do they tend to do in the books? Come on now. They tend to thank people on the project that didn't do nothing.
It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, 11:15 here on the program, Comedian Organic OK. We want to once again invite you to say something. We want you to be heard. Please call in, okay? We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
See, now go ahead and see what you're saying. Talk, dude, you're getting somewhere. Let me listen to what you're saying. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody wants to be able to create like a creative person does. Well, they always ask them where their source or inspiration comes from. That's the number one question they ask everybody who creates. And in a lot of ways, some don't even realize, but they may be trying to plagiarize as you as well. They're trying to beat you the source. They're trying to find your reservoir of insight.
Not only that, you don't realize what people would do. Imagine if you had a three-story home with seven bedrooms and, you know, a swimming pool, and that's been created because you gave yourself credit for plagiarizing other people's ideas that they had no idea that was that important. And then you get a person that all they do is just debunk your stealing. Guess what happens? That person may get all your money, but the people that should have got the money may not get a dime. Guess what happens? You lose all this money. You just got your property level up, and you're worth a couple, you know, millions of dollars, and this person sue you for millions of dollars and more. Guess what happens?
What?
The people that don't know you can steal it from them, y'all in the same pain level. That's a weird place to be, in the same pain level of people that you took advantage of, and a person that got the same evil that you got is taking advantage of you, and this person probably getting more than what they supposed to get because they asked for more than what they really needed. You know, and they say, well, who is this to say how much a person's worth? And guess what happens?
What?
It really gets this money from this person, and it makes it bad because people that can make it, they would, some people that you've been taking from, they don't want that money. You want a little of them. But people that sometimes don't, they got this kind of entitlement, and it's only people that can make it if they just, people just took the time to give them what they needed, right? Like, think about this. If somebody, just think about it, somebody took the time and say, let me spend a little time extra with Dave. You know, this is tough, dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, imagine this. This is the time. Let's say, hey, man, you want to go to Hawaii? Go to Hawaii for a week. You know, enjoy yourself, you know. And then you go somewhere else. Those things seem so superficial for someone that spent their life trying to paint a picture where a person like you not supposed to be happy. But in reality, they ain't nothing to someone that have ability like you have and what you can do with your own money. But long as a person and people think that this is the thing, I need to keep this guy not seeing his full potential. And as long as they did stuff like that, you're going to have miserable people that will always find ways to take you out of your happiness. Is that done by accident? No.
Lord, no.
Huh?
Lord, no. Absolutely not. That's one of the most common things on earth. Even the people closest to you may be giving you what you think is mother's milk, but it's actually a kind of venom that's keeping you from breaking out of your shell, really, from standing on your own.
Because if you were truly successful, your success wouldn't be measured by the limitations that others have been throwing on the table, but it'd be measured by the appetite of the world's success. It would be giving you more, you know, advice in the way that you succeed. It wouldn't give you, imagine having unlimited happiness. What does that feel like? And that is measured. That's measured by the places that you love. Everyone, my name is Comedian Organic. Or comedy organic, okay. I like to say, you know, this time I've been working with my colleague. Talk Dude has been rewarding for my time to have this guy here. Thank you for taking the time, being part of this program. Thank you.
Anytime.
For So we just need to make sure that we give this guy his, you know, his credit for all the years he's been coming up with ideas. And it's going to be his time. Oh, man, it's going to be his time to really show his ability at another level. And once he's able to appreciate these things, he won't necessarily doubt. That's where a lot of creativity comes from. It comes from doubting that. So it's like humbleness. Have prayed for your love. That's man. Mm-hmm. What is this, oh, man? Did you hear what I said, man?
What you say?
Humbleness is paid for your love. Man. That's not an answer, man. Make sure you get that one, man.
I said it one more time.
Oh, humbleness paid for your love.
Humble is paid for your love.
Humbleness have paid for your love. Are you realizing we don't air, correct?
Yeah.
So come on now, let's be a little bit more organized about that, sir.
You're right.
I guess it wouldn't matter as long as we get the important message. I guess it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's where comedy comes from. So comedy really is not compromising a little vulnerable, you know, I can't say no. Comedy is like all up in, like, that's one thing people don't realize about different people's success, right?
Right.
That's when people truly, they're annoying. That's crazy. Most successful people normally are very annoying. And the annoying, you may not see it the same way, but people that know them, other people, they find them very hard to get along with. Some others see that as inspiring, but at the highest level, they have that kind of ability to be very annoying. That's what makes it so like, it makes it so successful because it's so annoying, it got so much life to it. And that's one of the things I hear about Talk Dude. He's so annoying and so of a gift. That's what comedy needs to have. Comedy got to have a CNI experience. First, it's vision impaired. They got to have a vision impaired kind of dog. And guess what? Vision impaired. You see some people vision impaired dogs, and you wonder, their dog would be so clean. So, I mean, like, you'd be like, who cleans your dog? Can you give people that can see some tips? Because they don't clean a dog this good. So, what I'm saying to you is, you get to rewrite your book, man. You rewrite your life because your experiences and it's just, man, you've been growing this heart for a long time. Man. Your heart was just becoming like, almost like marinated, like fruits that they make, you know, different kinds of, I don't drink liquor, so I really want to say the drink, but
mm-hmm.
you know, these things that marinate and have flavors, right? So,
right.
You like it? You like, we're getting to the end of the show, sir. Would you like to say any final words?
Okay. I want to encourage everybody out there to really listen to themselves. You know, you can be inspired. You know, you can listen to your own muse, you know. You got a voice inside yourself. You should feed it. Find a way to feed your soul. Journal throughout the day. You know what? Just find a way, okay? Listen to yourself. Let yourself kind of unravel. A lot of times we try to tighten that inner voice up. We try to do all that.
One of the things that I think is important for you to learn, if you don't mind, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Look at all your happy moments and free those moments from all your pain. Look at your happy moments, say it again, and free that on all your pain. And don't give your pain time to even decide a mirror of you. You love the mirror as the action of your movie, your soul. Everyone, you've been talking to Comedy Organic OK and the co-host Talk Dude.
Yeah, I wish they were talking to us. I wish you could engage with somebody. Call in, okay?
Oh, my goodness. How did I forget? to bring this up. Everyone, my colleague, Tug Dude, he's not going to do it unless I tell you about it. What am I telling you he's not going to tell you about now? His birthday.
What?
I think I forgot about it. No, I didn't forget about your birthday, sir. Tug Dude's birthday is September 17th, y'all. Those out there. People, his birthday is September 17th. And those out there, we will be releasing a project for September 17th. Now, say we will release it on September 17th, that's possible. But I know we're post-rim. But talk good.
Yeah.
Yes. I have found the part of your story where the story I've been looking to your message. We appreciate you, Tug Dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome. And for those that celebrating, get ready to celebrate the holiday. And having a weekend, and those don't get out of return, they have too many moments where they can have a little bit of rest and peace.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that this ability of caring have always stayed up as a parent that want to make sure the child is not having a nightmare. This is true love in this life. And life is true love that reflects an organic pimping.
Pimp that.
Yeah.
In a divine way. I want to tell everyone out there to do the same. Celebrate the day. I'm not just talking my day. Celebrate your day, whatever. You've earned it. You deserve it. You deserve it by basically toiling, the world being what it is now. If you're still out there and you've still survived, you've lived as long as you have. You got to do something to survive, you know. It seems to be getting harder and harder. Celebrate that.
You know, today someone was telling me this. We were talking, and it was like, hey, the economy is getting better now. And they looked at me. I was like, oh, no, you're not just going to pull. You're not going to pull that card off me. I said, pull the card. You're not going to look at me because I'm like, I look, and they it's so funny. A lot of people are trying to be prejudice and bias, and then they try to say these conversations that got nothing to do with what's going on. And just talk out and say things to you, just to try to make sure that you understand that I'm not as good to you, so I'm going to say this to you. So he's like, asked me, he's like, you did this to me, he said, when he said the word, I said, well, it's funny you say that because this time, mind you, like going to, what is it called, a repass. I have to go to a repass, and you go to a funeral. After a funeral, what happens? Repass, right? And viewing. That's crazy. The thousands of times I've been to funerals and services and things like that, and I'm talking like someone having experiences. Now, this is the thing I'm getting at for those out there. I said, after you go to a service and you got all these people there, this is a place where happiness doesn't even seem real. It's grief. So he's like, well, someone passed, as you know. He didn't understand why I was saying that, but what he was saying, it made sense why he was saying it, right? Everyone, this is Comedy Organic OK. You listen to Comedy Organic OK. That's my name. And my post is Talk Dude. Good night to you, everyone. Take care.
Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you get all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Just look up Comedian Organic OK. Get involved yourself. Thank you. And good night.